Blog Talk Radio. Oh, yeah, but I'll do it.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop.
Everybody for calling in, everybody for tuning in this evening. Amen to the revival. Hallelujah. That just won't stop. The revival that just won't quit. Hallelujah. The revival that keeps going and going and going. We thank God for everybody that's called in and everybody that's tuned in on tonight. We are featuring the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Praise God. Which is pastored by the Apostle Eldon A. Curry out there in Long Beach, California. Praise God. He will be coming forth later on in our broadcast. Amen. To bring forth a word from the Lord. Now let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to come before your throne of grace, Lord, to tell you thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. We want to thank you, Lord, for meeting us here on the line, for being in the midst. So you said in your word that when two or more come together in your name, you are in the midst. You are in the middle. So we thank you, Lord, for being in the middle of this on tonight. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight. Lord, we love you. We appreciate you. We magnify your name. And we just ask that your Holy Spirit flow freely as it always does, Lord. Our ears are open and receptive to receive your word on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. And amen. Hallelujah on today. Hallelujah. We certainly thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. For being on the line, for being here on today. We want to remind everybody out there that's on the phone lines, if we got any background noise, Hallelujah. Please mute your phones, praise God. Any TVs or any background conversations, we're going to ask that you mute your phone so that that doesn't get picked up over the broadcast. Bless the name of the Lord on today. Hallelujah. Once again, we thank God for all of y'all that's called in and tuned in to the revival that just won't stop. Hallelujah. I'm your host, Elder Andre Trevos, and we are about to go to the throne of grace. If you out there, hallelujah, on Blog Talk Radio, amen, and you want to be a part of the service, we encourage you to call in at this time. The number is on your screen, praise God. We encourage you to call the number, be a part of the service on today. Hallelujah. We're going to switch it up a little bit today. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're going to go, amen, to Mark chapter 11. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 11, starting at verse 20. Starting at verse 22, bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Then Jesus said to the disciples, have faith in God. Assuredly, I say unto you, that if you say to this mountain, may God lift you up and throw you into the sea, and your command will be obeyed. All that is required is that you really believe and do not doubt in your heart. Listen to me. You can pray for anything, and if you believe, you will have it. Hallelujah. Praise God on today. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word on today. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want y'all to look again at this verse. Hallelujah. Jesus said, have faith in God. Faith is a strong belief. Hallelujah. Or confidence in God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So first of all, you don't need to have your confidence in your finances, your confidence in you, your confidence in your job. Hallelujah. Your confidence in your church. Hallelujah. You don't need to have confidence. Amen. Praise God. In your government. Amen. Jesus, Yahshua, first off, he says, have confidence, have faith, have a strong belief in God. Hallelujah. Amen. So God should be our go-to. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. God should be our go-to. Praise God. Hallelujah. Not the government. Hallelujah. Amen. Not the friends. Praise God. God, hallelujah, should be our go-to. Then God will give us direction on where to go to. Glory to God. Too many times, hallelujah, we make up our minds what we going to do. And when what we don't do don't work, then we ask God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But Jesus is telling us the first thing, the first person we need to go to, hallelujah, is God. Then watch what he says. He said, I assure you, hallelujah, that you can say to this mountain, may God lift you up and throw you into the sea, and your command will be obeyed. Hallelujah. He's saying, amen, if you talk to the mountain, the mountain represents that situation in your life that can't be moved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's just there. It's just in the way. Praise God. And usually we try to climb it or we try to go around it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But God say you can speak to that situation. You can speak to that thing in your life. Hallelujah. That thing that's blocking you. That obstacle that's in your way, you can speak to that obstacle and you can say, may God remove you out the way. Hallelujah. And your command will be obeyed. Hallelujah. Remember when the apostle said it's in your mouth? Hallelujah. It's power in our words. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, obviously, we haven't picked up on the fact that there is power in our words. Because we have not utilized, hallelujah, amen, that gift that God has given us. We have not spoken to the mountain. We have not spoken things that are not as if they were. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. This is a power and a gift God has given us, and we need to use it. Watch what he said. All that is required is that you really believe and do not doubt in your heart. Glory to God. He said the only thing that is required, the only thing that you need to do on your end is believe. Because I hear some of you saying, well, Elder, I did that. I spoke to the situation. And the situation is still there. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why I say prayer comes in three parts. It's three parts to prayer. The first thing is the actual prayer where you actually say, God, I need healing. I need finance. I need this, whatever you need. Hallelujah. The second part is believing that God has already done it. Hallelujah. Praise God. That might be the problem. That might be, you might be praying. You may be speaking that thing into existence, but maybe you don't believe the words that are coming out your own mouth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Maybe you doubt what you're saying. And if you doubt what you're saying, praise God, that means you doubt the word. Glory to God. The word told you this. The word told you if you speak it and believe it, it'll happen. Hallelujah. So you did the first part. You spoke it. You prayed about it. Hallelujah. But the second part, you don't believe that thing. That's why it hasn't materialized in your life. He said that's the only thing that is required is that you believe it in your heart. Hallelujah. And in this particular translation, the word heart translates into mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In this particular verse. So you don't believe it in your mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Me and my wife were praying for somebody, a couple back in Houston a few years ago, and the wife said, we can pray, but I don't even believe prayer is going to work. Hallelujah. Well, if you don't believe it's going to work, ain't no use for you doing it. Glory to God. It's a lot of us out here saying we believe. Hallelujah. We saying we speaking these things, but deep in our hearts, deep in our minds, do we really believe God can work that? Hallelujah. Is our faith and our confidence in God strong enough for us to speak that thing? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Watch this. And we're going to open up the line, but verse 24 says, listen to me. And it has an explanation point. So Jesus is saying this with some clarity, some up. Hallelujah. Listen to me. Hallelujah. He says, amen. You can pray for anything. And if you believe, praise God, you will have it. Glory to God. If you believe, hallelujah, praise God. And if you believe, watch this, if you really believe, then part three of prayer comes into play. Well, what's part three? Elder, praise. Hallelujah. I call it PBP. Hallelujah, amen. Pray, believe, and pray. Glory to God, hallelujah. You got to pray for that thing. You got to believe God has answered that prayer, and then you got to praise him for it. Not when you get it. Glory to God. Don't praise him for the healing when you get healed. Hallelujah, that ain't faith. You already got it now. Hallelujah, praise God. That ain't faith if you already got it, and now you want to praise him for it. Faith is praising him for it when you ain't got it. Glory to God. Faith is praising him when you feel sick. Hallelujah. Amen. Faith is praising him when there ain't a dime in your pocket. Faith is praising him when your kids are going astray. Faith is praising him when your marriage is on the rock. Faith is praising him anyhow. Hallelujah. Why? Because you believe God's going to work that thing out. Hallelujah. That's what the praise show God. If you're not praising God, God don't believe that you believe. God said, you got to show me that you believe. He said, I'm tired. Lord, have mercy. He said, I'm tired of all this lip service. There's a lot of lip service, the Lord says. Hallelujah. There's a lot of people saying they believe. There's a lot of people saying they trust me. There's a lot of people saying this and that. But I can tell from the way you pray you don't trust. Because you keep asking me for the same thing. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You keep asking me for the same thing over and over and over. Well, when you going to praise me for it? You ain't praising me for it because you don't believe it. That's why you keep asking me for it. I got the invoice on my desk. I got the voicemail. I got the email. I got the text message. I got the request. Glory to God. When you start believing that I've answered that request, You waiting for the car to show up. You waiting for the healing to show up. He said, I ain't going to show up until you show out. Show out with some praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Till you make me believe it, you ain't going to get it. Bottom line, this is what the Lord said. I'm going to tell you straight up how he said it. Until you begin to praise me, I don't believe it and you ain't going to get it. Bottom line. Glory to God. You keep asking me for the same thing over and over repetitiously as if I'm deaf, as if I'm hard of hearing. I think you, the Lord say, I think you the one hard of hearing. Because I keep telling you, night after night, hallelujah, since May 11th, I've been telling you to praise me for it. But you keep asking me for it. Glory to God. I'm going to say that again. He says, you keep asking me for it, and I keep telling you to praise me for it. Hallelujah. Do you need to clear the dust out your ears? Maybe you need some wax built up. Hallelujah. The Lord say, hey, man, you ain't hearing me correctly. Hallelujah. With these, Lord have mercy. Quit praying for the same thing. I heard you. When you going to praise? Hallelujah. I'm waiting for a praise report. He said, I'm waiting for a testimony. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When I'm going to receive that from you. Hallelujah. Okay. You waiting for me? The Lord said, you waiting for me to deliver you. I'm waiting on you to praise me while you're in the wilderness. I'm waiting for you to praise me while you're still in Egypt. I want you to praise me while you're standing in front of the Red Sea and you don't know how you're going to cross it. Glory to God. Instead of this whining, this murmuring, this complaining. Glory to God. God say, I'm tired of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, enter into my court with praise, not with whining, not with feeling sorry for yourself. And just, you know, when you feel sorry for yourself, you trying to tell me I messed up. You trying to tell me I put you in a bad position? Glory to God. Hallelujah on today. Praise God. God say it's time for praise. How many times does Elder and the Apostle got to beg you to praise me? Hallelujah. Praise God. You shouldn't have to beg to praise me. You woke up this morning. Glory to God. You got breath in your lungs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you won't praise me. Hallelujah. The Lord said, you know who I'm talking to. That's why you're in the situation you're in right now, because you won't praise me. You give me a fake praise when you call into the prayer line. Lord, help me today. Glory to God. You give me that fake praise when you call into this line, and you think that's supposed to be enough for me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says that I will never leave you or forsake you, but I feel like I've been left. I've been forsaken. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you won't praise me. You won't open your mouth and praise me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He say, amen, if you don't want to praise me, if you refuse to praise me, I will shut your mouth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just like I did Zacharias, I will shut them out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you refuse to praise me. Hallelujah. You feel like you ain't got a reason to. Look at my situation. Glory to God. Look at it. You want to get out of it? Praise. Hallelujah. Will thou be made whole? Because I'm giving you instruction on what to do to get out of your situation. But if you want to be hard-headed, if you want to be stubborn, hallelujah, if you want to refuse to open your mouth and praise me, if you want to be halfway on the line, the Lord say you halfway on the line. You can't multitask. You can't watch TV and listen to me at the same time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your mind ain't built that way. Your attention is on the TV. It ain't on me. Hallelujah. Praise God. So when we come to the throne of grace tonight, we need to come with some praise. Hallelujah. Because the Lord said he's tired of mumbling. He filed a complaint when I've given you what you need to do to get out of. Hallelujah. And you, and until you do what I tell you to do, you gonna stay in. Until you learn to obey. Hallelujah. And Lord says some of you can't catch it because you ain't paying attention right now. You ain't listening right now. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. I'm going to go and open up the phone line. It's kind of rough tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. But I'm going to go and open up the line at this time. Praise God. If you got a testimony, hallelujah. Amen. Now would be the time to give the Lord some praise. Glory to God. The line is open. Will there be one on tonight? Hallelujah.
I'd like to thank the Lord for waking me up today, showing me up for a new day. I'd like to thank the Lord for my family and friends. I want to ask God to take care of the homeless, take care of the ones that are locked up in prison, take care of the sick and shut in, the hospital, the nursing home, take care of the children, take care of the big kids, the where's the little kids. I ask you to go up and down the danger highway, take care of the one that's driving the road today, this evening. I ask that you send some rain down to California, put out the wildfires, Lord. They need it. Father, I want to thank you for our military, the Army, Marine, Coast Guard, Space Force, the Navy. Thank you for our President, Joe Biden, our Vice President, Kamala Harris. Thank you for our government, Lord Jesus. Thank you for Elder Curry, Brother Andre, Pastor Bob, Mr. Crystal, Ms. Virgin, Ms. Alberta, Ms. Linda, Bobby, Ms. Kathleen, Linda, Annette, Rosie, Cynthia, Jamal, Chris, Mr. Tucker. I thank you for everybody I know, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
First of all, I'm giving honor to God. Thank you, praise God, for being on the line. Thank you, praise for what he's doing in my life. You are pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Anyone else on tonight? Hallelujah.
I'd like to thank the Lord for waking me up today. Thank the Lord for starting me off on a brand new day. I'd like to thank the Lord for blessing all my family and friends. I want to ask the Lord to please go in the nursing home, the hospital, the jails, the prisons. Please take care of all the homeless. Please take care of all these children as they go back to school. Father God, I just want you to send down your blessings and take care of everyone in Jesus' name. Amen.
I want to thank God for being here. I want to thank the Lord for today. Thank God for my nephew. Thank God for my niece. Thank God for everybody on the line. Go get your blessings. That's all I got to say.
Amen. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord on today. Hallelujah. Any more testimonies at this time? Praise God. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. On today, because he is truly a good God. He is truly worthy to be praised and worthy. Hallelujah, to be lifted up and worthy. Hallelujah, to be magnified. God wants to hear our praise, God. Hallelujah, praise God. He can't make it no clearer than I want to hear some praise coming from my people. Hallelujah, amen. So we thank God on today. Hallelujah. We're going to go to the throne of grace. I'm going to introduce the man of God. Hallelujah, amen. And then he's going to come forth with some word. Praise God after a selection. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For your mercy and your grace. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For your provision. Thank you, Lord, for the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross for the admission of our sins, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name. Thank you for keeping us from all hurt, harm, or danger. Thank you, Lord, for leading us and guiding us. Thank you, Lord, for putting us in position, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for ordaining us. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Before the foundation of the world, we just praise your name, Lord. There is no God beside you. There is no one like you. Hallelujah, Lord. You are above all. Hallelujah. You are the most high God. And we praise you. We magnify you. Lord, we ask you to touch the man of God on tonight. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. Bless him, Lord. Hallelujah. To speak nothing but your word. Hallelujah. Let the anointing flow freely as it always does. And we thank you in advance for your word on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Bless the name. Hallelujah of the Lord. Hallelujah. He is truly worthy to be praised, and he's worthy to be magnified on today. Hallelujah. Amen. We're getting ready to hear the word of God on tonight. And coming forth to bring forth the word of God as he does, as he had so many nights since May 11th, is the leaders of Paris of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship based out of Long Beach, California. Amen. You know the West Coast is in the house most definitely. Hallelujah. Amen. Getting ready to come forth and break the bread of life. Hallelujah, as none other, hallelujah, than my brother in Christ, as he would say, a brother from another mother, hallelujah, amen, praise God. I'm talking about none other than the apostle, Eldon A. Curry, praise God. Immediately following this election, we will be in the hands of the man of God.
What if God is unhappy with our parade?
Lord, just be believed without prayer.
Amen. Apostle, you there, blessed man in the Lord. Amen, amen. Let me see if I can get the apostle, praise God. Give us one more thing.
Jesus is worship ready. Catch this, y'all. In the spirit realm, amen,
your praise is the flashlight, you know, to let God know, here I am, Lord, hallelujah. Even in the dark, even when I can't see you, Lord, let me praise you to let you know that I am still here and that I still believe you, God, in spite of what I cannot see nor hear. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise right now, hallelujah. Why you think the enemy tries to keep us quiet? Because they silence him. See, when you praise God, the enemy can't say nothing. It paralyzes him. Ooh, God, that's my demons can't move when the praises is going forward. Come on here, somebody. The praises of God releases the power of God. Come on here, somebody. And so every time I praise him, his power is being released in my life. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
But see, here's the catch 22. Here's the catch 22, neighbor. I got to praise God in the spirit and not in the flesh. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But see, when you praise him in the flesh, then God don't get the glory and God not going to move because that's flesh. When I praise him in the spirit, I'm praising him out of myself. Come on here, somebody. Amen. I'm not worried about who's looking. I don't care what nobody thinks. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Why? Because my spirit, man, needs to let God know how much he appreciates him and how much he loves him. So real praise will cause you to become reckless and abandoned that. And how you praise God. Come on here, somebody. That's why the Bible says David praised God out of his clothes. Amen. Which means that he forgot where he was. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And when he forgot where he was, all he saw was him and God. Come on here, somebody. Amen. We've been on this line too long, and the praises of God should be so high right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And see, let me tell you something. We got to take our eyes off our circumstance, off our situation. But these are things that will keep us from praising God. Come on here, somebody. You got to stop letting the devil get in your ear. Come on here, somebody. These are things that will stop us from praising God. Come on here, somebody. Amen. But you got to wrap yourself up in the fact that, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. That at the end of the day, you still God. Come on here, somebody. I wish somebody would get happy on that end. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I might not have what I want, God, but I thank you. I got everything I need. Somebody in the world to give God a praise. Hallelujah. I might not be where I want to be, but I thank God that I'm not where I could be. Hey, God, I feel him in the hallelujah. Somebody need to give God some praise out of the book of Sunday. I'm not talking about no cute praise. I'm not talking about no church praise. I'm talking about the praise that said, Lord, I know if it had not been for you on my side, where would I be? Praise. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, come on here, somebody. When everybody left me, when everybody started talking about me, when everybody started saying, you know what? Hey, amen. I'm about to cut my self off. So I said, they cut themselves off, but I was still with you. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
We forget about how good God is. Amen. The same God that woke us up this morning, the same God that gave us the use of our limbs. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody talking about, Lord, I can't walk. Glory to God. But did you think about this? Somebody ain't got no legs to walk with, and they still praising God. Come on here, somebody. We need to get out of ourselves. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Glory to God. Well, you know, Lord, I ain't got the hands that I want. Somebody ain't got but one hand, and they still giving God praise. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You got to count your blessings. Hallelujah. You got to count your many blessings. Count them one by one. Count your many blessings and see what the Lord has done. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody to give God a praise. Hallelujah. Everything that's going on, that God keeping us, y'all. Hallelujah. How many know that God is keeping us? It ain't you keeping you. It's God keeping you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Doctors can't even keep the patients now. Amen. The doctors are worried. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. The city is worried. The government is worried. The president is worried. The vice president is worried. Everybody's worried, but God. Come on here, somebody. God said, I'm going to wait till you realize that I'm still God. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah, glory to God. And how many of you know this, that the virus is still vulnerable to God. The virus was still bound to the name of Yahshua. Come on here, somebody. The Bible says every knee shall bow. Ain't no knee that shall not bow to the name, because the name is above every name. Come on here, somebody. Every name got to respect the name of Jesus. Every name got to respect the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Every name. Come on here, somebody. Say every name.
Every name.
Don't you get tripped out over no name, beloved. Glory to God. Ain't no name that God don't know. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I didn't know that God speak to it. He got to obey. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God speak to it. He got to obey. Oh, we somebody, we give all the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Ooh, that little quote done about CT Turtle. You know what? Y'all, let me tell you something, what the Lord told me. And I hope y'all take it to heart. God said, tell them, ask them, sir, how long are they going to keep robbing me? I said, robbing you? I said, who robbed you, Lord? He said, you rob me when you don't give me my praise. He said, that ain't your praise. He said, that's my praise. He said, tell them to stop robbing me. Glory to God. We don't just rob God in tithes and offerings. We can rob God in our praise. Come on here, somebody. David said, your praise shall continue to be in my mouth. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Y'all better start giving God his praise. Come on here, somebody. You better start giving God his accolades. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What if God cut off his blessing? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Then I bet you get some praise. Then you get some act right there. Hallelujah, Lord. Then we want to start praising God. You got to praise God while everything is good. Come on here, somebody. You got to praise God when ain't nothing wrong. Come on here, somebody. What kind of relationship is it? If I just come to you when everything gets bad, when everything gets good, I ain't got nothing to say to you. What kind of relationship is that? Amen. Something that how you treat God. God, everything's good. I ain't got nothing to say to you today, God. Everything is all right. Amen. We don't barely speak to God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Say, how you going to not speak to me and I woke you up this morning? Come on here, somebody. How you not going to speak to me and I give you breath to breathe? Come on here, somebody. How you not going to speak to me and I put you in your right mind, and the devil trying to take your mind, and I put you in your right mind. Come on here, somebody. Somebody better give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Come on, thank you. We too quick to praise God. Hallelujah. You need to remind yourself, you are not always getting peace. Come on here, somebody. You need to remind yourself when you were torn from the floor, and God said, come on, let me bless you up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We need to catch hold of ourselves, beloved. Hallelujah.
Right. Hallelujah.
We ain't all there without God. Come on here, somebody. God is saying, tell them to stop robbing me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I've been there talking to the Lord, and I'm in there praying to God. He said, tell them how long are they going to keep robbing me of my praise. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, don't shortchange God. Don't you shortchange the glory, God. Don't you shortchange God. God is saying, you need to get me all. Hallelujah. Don't you know somebody wish they could praise God like you and me?
Hallelujah.
Think about this. Tell us about, think about this for a second. What if you wanted to praise God and nothing would come out?
Ooh.
I don't know if y'all can hear me tonight. Glory to God. What if you wanted to give God a praise and a shout and nothing would come out?
Oh, my goodness.
What if you wanted to clap your hands and you didn't have no hands to clap with?
Amen.
What if you wanted to dance for God, but you didn't have no feet? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, have mercy. Thank you, Yahshua. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
We need to really evaluate.
Thank you, God.
Thank
you,
God. Don't you know God is saying your praise? He said he inhabits the praise of his people. Oh, yeah, Lord, speak tonight. He said he inhabit the praises of his people. That word inhabit. Can y'all hear me tonight?
Yes,
sir. That word inhabit means that he lived in the praises of his people. Yep.
Yeah.
That word inhabit means he lived in your praises. Come on here, somebody. So every time we praise God, we release him. We give him somewhere to dwell. Come on here, somebody. He's living in our praises. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
We get upset when it comes to God, but when it's a precious stone we want and it come on the radio, amen, we sure know how to cut up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't hear nobody right now. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. But God said, when am I going to be your favorite song? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
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 You know your favorite song. Come on, beloved. You don't care where you at, glory to God. You don't care who around, glory to God. You just start singing. Come on here, somebody. Even if it's off key, you start singing, glory to God. Why? Because that's your jam. That's what you like, glory to God. God is saying, when you going to be like that for me, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You ain't going to care what nobody says. Care what nobody thinks. Hallelujah. When my spirit hits you and you hear your song, your favorite worship song, glory to God, you just go into a praise mode and you say, hey, that's me right there, glory to God. That is my level. That's where I am right now in God. Come on here, somebody. Give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
And you don't know your praise might be a blessing to somebody else. Because somebody else might want to praise God like that, but they shy or either they like, nah, you know, I don't think. No. You got to get out of that. Because the Lord says, if we be ashamed to own him down here, he's going to be ashamed of us up there. Come on here, somebody. How many know I don't want God to be ashamed of me down up there in heaven? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because God is saying, how you feel about me is how I'm going to feel about you. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Can you imagine an angel saying to the Lord, why ain't they praising you? Yahshua, why ain't they giving you glory? Don't they know you woke them up this morning? Come on here, somebody. Don't you know? Don't they know that you the one that brought them out of that car accident? Don't you know that? Don't they know that you the one that healed them when the doctors were saying they didn't know what to do for them? They act like they don't know. And what is Yahshua going to do? What is he going to say? He said, well, if they don't know, I don't know. Come on here, somebody. He said, if we be ashamed of him, he going to be ashamed of us, saying, why didn't you praise? What excuse are we going to be able to give God if we rob him of his praises? Come on here, somebody. Lord, I didn't know I was robbing. Here you did. I sent my son. And I told him to ask you, how long is you going to continue not to give me the praise that's in your belly? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Your next level is in your praise. Come on here, somebody. And we're waiting on the move of God, and God is saying, I'm just waiting on you to realize how good I am in you right now. Somebody give God a praise.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You know, I'll never leave us without scripture, right? You know that. You know how your apostle wrote, how he wrote, hallelujah, that he ain't going to leave you without something to praise God to. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on with me to Psalm 65. Psalm 65. get there, shout hallelujah, shout amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Everybody there.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Everybody present? At Psalm 65?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. And the word of the living God reads. And we're going to begin reading at verse 1. And it says, praise awaits you. Praise awaits you, our God in Zion. I believe the old King James said, praise waits for you, O God in Zion. Anybody got any praise that they've been waiting to give God? Now, why do it say praise awaits you, our God, in Zion? Do anybody know who Zion is?
Amen. Come out. It's the place of a... Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. I was waiting to hear what you had to say.
I was gonna say the mountain where they was praising God on, the mountain of Zion.
Mount Zion. But also, Zion represents us.
Mm-hmm.
In the psalm, it said, come on, Zion. Zion represents the chosen. Zion represents the elect. Zion is us. Now, the psalmist said, praise awaits you, our God, in Zion. So that means in us, there should be a praise that is waiting to give God praise. I don't know if y'all are checking what I'm saying tonight.
Amen.
The psalmist is saying, God, I got a praise that's waiting on you. Is anybody tonight got a praise that you just, Lord, this here praise, I've been saving this praise for you. How many of you been thinking about the prayer line today?
Amen.
Amen.
How many of you couldn't wait to get on here and give God some praise?
Hallelujah.
All right.
So you had some praise that was waiting to give God praise. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So the psalmist was telling God that praise awaits you, oh God. In other words, you just in time for this praise, Lord. Hallelujah. You just in time. Because I've been holding this praise for you. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I feel the Holy Spirit of God right here. Hallelujah. That's why God said you need to turn up.
Come on.
We need to do like the young folk when they hear their favorite jam. They turn up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Holy Ghost, you off the chain tonight. I just heard the Lord say, tell them they need to get crunk for me.
Come on.
Oh, y'all don't know about no.
He said, Terry, they need to get crunk. Somebody need to look at some crunk and see how the young folks get crunk. They get crunk. They get turned up. And God says,
Smile.
You need to get turned up for me. You need to get crunk.
Amen.
I need to feel your energy. I need to feel, hallelujah, how you feel about me. Because when you get crunk, I'm going to get crunk with you. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. Praise wait for me, oh God. How many know that if God get crunk, that your finances are turned around? How many know that if God get crunk, amen, that sickness that they saying that can't be cured, all of a sudden now it's gone? Come on, here, somebody. How many know if God get crunk, how many of you God will make your enemy your footstool? If God get crunk, glory to God, the enemy will have to stay out somewhere. How many, he will have to go on vacation. The last time God got crunk, amen, who's that? Paul and Silas, they was in a jail cell, but God got crunk, glory to God. Hallelujah. They caused an earthquake. Come on here, somebody. On the jail cell, amen. They flung open. Come on here, somebody. I ain't ready for God to get crunk, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. God said, you ain't ready for me like this. See, David was the kind of praiser that didn't mind getting crunk for God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. David praised. Was so out the way that even the one he was with, she started talking about it. She said, you a king. You ain't going to be praising God like that in front of all these people. What's wrong with you? You're going to lose your dignity out here. Amen. You out here showing out. You out here doing all kinds of moves for God. You ain't even supposed to be doing all that. You the king. Glory to God. What's wrong with you, David? That's what David told him. That's what David told him. Glory to God. Do you know what David told her? David said, look here. He said, you thought that was something? He said, I'm finna do something more crazier than that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, you don't hear me tonight. Glory to God. David said, you thought that was out the way. Glory to God. When can I show up next for God? Hallelujah. Glory to God. But let me tell you something, what the Bible says. The Bible said what she said against David, God shut her womb up. Come on here, somebody. She couldn't have no more kids for David. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Tell somebody said, you better watch how you put your mouth on my praise, glory to God. God looking at you, glory to God. You know, he don't like that to come to him in his praise. Hallelujah. God is saying we need to turn it up, beloved. Glory to God. We too low.
Come on.
That's why the enemy hitting us the way he is, glory to God. Because our praise is too low. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
But God said, turn it up. God said, it's time to get crunk. Come on here, somebody. Somebody said crunk.
Crunk.
Ask your son or your daughter about it. They'll tell you. Ask them to show you some crunk moves. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come on.
God said, it's time to turn it up. And they go hard in the paint.
When
they get crunk, they go hard in the paint. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. They not playing with it. Glory to God.
Come on.
And God is saying, when I get a hold of you, I'm going to turn you up like that. Hallelujah. They're going to be like, what's wrong with her? What's wrong with him? Oh, they done thought about the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They're going to be all right. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, God. I feel like getting crossed myself, glory. And I don't even know no cross, but I'm going to look at some. Watch out, glory to God. So y'all get ready to talk about the man of God. God said, turn it up. I'm going to turn it up. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It said, praise awaits you. Our God is dying. To you, our vows will be fulfilled. Come on here, somebody. How many of you made a vow to the Lord? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Man.
How many know when you make a vow to the Lord that you can't take back a vow once you make it to the Lord?
Amen.
How many know when you make a vow to the Lord, you can't take that vow back? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
How many know God gonna hold you to that vow? Because that's a holy vow. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You made a holy vow.
Amen.
And some of us bowed to God, said, Lord, if you get me out of this, I'll praise you. I'll do whatever you ask me to do. Glory to God. God said, yeah, I remember that. Glory to God. Remember what you told me. Hallelujah. Remember what you told me. Come on here, somebody. See, we be talking to get out of the trouble, but God is saying, no. Amen. When you make a vow to me, I'm expecting you what? To keep it.
Amen.
All over my flesh. But my flesh got in the way. I don't care about that. You made a vow to me. Come on here, somebody. But the devil got in my ear. I don't care about the devil neither. You made a vow to me. Come on here, somebody. The world got in my ear. God said, I don't care about the world neither. You made a vow to me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then the psalmist said, to you, our vows will be what? Fulfilled. In other words, I'm going to carry this vow out. This here vow that I made to you, Lord, I'm going to carry it out. I made a vow to praise you. So I'm going to carry this vow out. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Then it says in verse 2, you who answer prayer. Come on here, somebody. That's another reason why we need to praise God, because he's the only one that can answer our prayer. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I mean, no, there can't nobody answer it but him. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
That's why I'm going to praise him. Because he's the only one that can answer my prayer. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He's the only one that's going to hear me and really care about my situation. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I wish somebody would praise God right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. He says, you who answer prayer, to you all people will come. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many know? How many know that the Lord said that if we lift him up, that he would draw all men? Come on here, somebody. God, you are the same. See, that's another reason why God is saying praise me. He's saying praise me because you need to lift me up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many know that it's hard to be depressed if you lifting God up? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
How many know that depression can't stay on you if you lifting God up? How many know that fear can't stay on you if you lifting God up? How many of you know that sickness can't stay on you if you lifting God up? Because if you lift me up, I will draw what you need to you. Come on here, somebody. It will come to you when you lift me up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then verse 3 says, when we were overwhelmed by sin, you forgave our transgressions. Come on here, somebody. He forgave our sins. Come on here, somebody. Do anybody see that? He said, when we were overwhelmed by sins. Come on here, somebody. That means that this psalmist had went into depression. But God forgave the transgression. So, because he forgave us, now we are cleansed. Now we are washed in the blood. And we still petty-caking God? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. This is the time, beloved, that we need to go out to God with everything we got. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
It used to be a saying, here today, gone tomorrow. Now the saying is, here today, gone today. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Tomorrow ain't promised. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I would tell you like this, don't say nothing. Come on here, somebody. Because as long as you got breath in your body, as long as you breathing, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Give God everything you got. Come on here.
Amen.
Come on,
hallelujah.
Give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Y'all still with me tonight?
Yes.
I'm so happy in my spirit tonight, beloved, because God is giving us the blueprint. All we got to do is follow it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You almost done, beloved? Let's see here. Then it says in verse 4, blessed are those you choose. Come on here, somebody. How many know that we didn't choose ourselves? God chose us. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
That's why can't nobody move you out of your place in God, because they didn't put you there. God put you there. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Don't you know it's the people that they wish that they could move you out of your spot, but they can't move you because they didn't put you there. Come on here, somebody. In John, Yahshua said, you didn't choose me. I chose you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 How many can say that God chose them? Come on here, somebody. How many
Amen.
Got the testimony
Hallelujah.
That God chose me? Come on here, somebody.
God chose me.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. That's why I give
God
him the praise
me.
Every chance I get, because he chose
Amen.
Me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. In spite of what people said about me, he still chose me. In spite of how they tried to get him to change his mind, he still chose me. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
They were trying to pray against me, but God still chose me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody need to be praising God right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
The songwriter said, he looks beyond all my faults and all my need. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 Is there any praise in Zion? Oh, somebody didn't catch that, what I just said, what the Lord had me to say. Is there any praise in Zion?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hey, somebody called it hallelujah. Glory to God. The somebody
said
praise.
That's what I said.
Awaits for you in Zion. Listen, daughter, you are now the Zion.
Amen.
We are Zion.
Amen.
So there's praise in you that God Amen. Is waiting on. Come on here, somebody. God has said, I'm waiting on the praise that you said you had for me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, y'all, take it with the Holy Ghost said, I'm waiting on the praise you said you had for me. Come on here, somebody. The psalmist said, praise awaits you. Our God is Zion. Come on here, somebody. So God showed up because he heard there was some praise waiting on him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many ready to give God his praise? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Verse 4 said, blessed are those you choose and bring near to live in your courts. Come on here, somebody. We are filled
Hallelujah.
With the good things of your house. Come on here, somebody. Of your holy temple. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 Somebody give God some more praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Verse 5 says, you answer us with awesome and righteous deeds, God our Savior, the hope of all the ends of the earth, and of the furthering seeds, hallelujah, who formed the mountains by your power. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
That's why we can't stop praying to you, Lord, because you do so much for us, Lord. Hallelujah. That's why we can't stop giving you the glory, because you always show up. And when you show up, you show out. Somebody say he show out when he show up. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Uh-huh.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, he does.
That's why we got to keep that praise waiting on him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I just hear the Lord saying, stop right there. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Somebody clap your hands and begin to give God a praise. Amen. Give him worship.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. I want to show you one more thing, and then I'm going to close it up for tonight. Then we're going to put the question in. Amen. Let's go back to Genesis 1 for a minute. I want to show you something. And it blew me away when you showed it to me. I just want to look at verse 3 for a quick second. Genesis chapter 1, verse 3. Everybody ready?
Amen.
Amen. And what did the Lord mean? And God said, And God said, I want that to sink in. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Verse 4, and God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. Now, so light and darkness was one before he separated them, which means there was no separation in the beginning. But God called the light out of himself.
Amen.
So God was the darkness. So who was the light?
God was shining. And was shining.
So if there was nothing but darkness, and then God called light out of darkness, who is the light? Now, listen, beloved, this is what the Lord spoke to. He said, darkness represent my identity. So God is darkness. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But there's no darkness in him, but he is darkness. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
All right. Wow. Are y'all still with me tonight?
Amen.
Now, there's no darkness in him, but he is darkness. Come on here, somebody. Because
Hallelujah.
The Bible says he called light out of himself. Come on here, somebody. So he said, let there be, or allow light to be. Come on here, somebody. Allow light to be.
Hallelujah.
Are you going to look at it like this? Allow light to be seen. Come on here, somebody. Because the light couldn't be seen because of what? The darkness. Notice that light and darkness never appear in the same place. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And so he said, the dark is my identity. I said, well, what is the light? He said, the light is my revelation. He said, the light is the revelation of me revealing who I am in the dark. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. So we can't see God until the light comes. But he's still God in the dark. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
But when the light comes, it reveals who the darkness is or was. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But he had to separate in order for them to have their own identity. Come on here, somebody. Because it's so that they were one. Everything was oneness. Until the Lord allowed light to have its own identity. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
So I said, what are you saying, Lord, in this hour? He said, I'm turning the light up. I'm turning the light up. I'm turning the light so you can see in a dark world. So he said the darker it get in the world, the more light he gonna shine on us.
Hallelujah.
Woo, somebody caught it. Listen. God said, don't worry about the darkness. The darkness is only there, amen. But I'm gonna reveal the light to you so you're gonna shine brighter than the darkness. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
So that you can see what's going
Jesus.
On in the dark. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
He
you,
called
Lord.
Light out of the darkness. So it may be looking dark on the enemy side, but guess what? Light getting ready to be revealed on our side. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Why do you think Revelation is called Revelation? Why? Because that's where the light is. Hallelujah. Revelation is called Revelation because that's where the light is. Hallelujah to God. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank God on tonight. Give God praise and glory and honor on tonight. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. Yes, Lord, I hear you. One more thing. God says, you better hear the prophet. God says, because I call you the light of the world. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I called you out. What did the Lord tell us in this revival? He said, you getting ready to shine. Glory to God. For me, come on here, somebody. Your light is going to be turned to ultra bright. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You better be used to getting turned up. Glory to God. Because God said, I'm going to turn you up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And we try to act like that. We don't know what getting turned up is. Glory to God. When we was in the world, we like to be turned up all the time. Glory to God. Amen. We were being attracted. Hallelujah. How many of y'all went to the club? Y'all used to say that the party didn't start until I walked in. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Wasn't that jumping till I came in because I was the one that started everything to jumping. Come on here, somebody. Everything was standing still till I came in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God said, yeah, now I'm going to have you like that for me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
God, somebody give God some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, it's time to get turned up.
Neighbor,
it's
time to get turned up.
For the Lord. Come on here, son.
For the Lord.
Hallelujah. For the Lord.
Hey, I said for the Lord about Suku and not about Sando. Hallelujah. Glory.
For the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Neighbor, you know what, neighbor? Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's your time. You got to know when to shine in your time. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is saying no.
Hallelujah.
You've been quiet long enough. Come on here, somebody. God said, but now I'm finna turn you up. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because you got something to tell a dying world. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the world is dying and going to hell? And that God is saying that he put it in our hands to get the word out that they don't have to die and go to hell.
Amen.
Amen.
That there is a Savior. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
How many know that Yahshua is the answer?
Amen.
For the world today.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yahshua is the answer for the world today. Yes. Brother, there's no other. Yahshua is the way. He's the answer. Glory to God. They're looking for an answer. But we got the answer. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give him another shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hey. Shout out to the Moko Tarabasango. Hallelujah. We give God praise tonight. We bless his name tonight. Amen. Anybody got any questions, a comment that they want to ask right now? Somebody need to turn your television off. Thank you.
Praise God.
Praise you, Mother.
Thank you, praise God, for the word.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, praise God. He brought light into my life. Thank you for what he's doing in my life. I thank you for what he's doing on this line, and I thank you for bringing the word of God. Pray,
yes,
pray
Lord.
My
Hallelujah.
Me and pray my strength in the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for Mother Lord. I thank you, Lord, for how she is standing in the dark. Thank you that you can show yourself on her behalf. Father, I thank you, God, that no weapon comes against us shall prosper. Thank you for every blessing, for every miracle that you have in store for her. Mother, I just hear the Lord saying, he said, because you're not ashamed of him, he's not ashamed of you. And he said, he's getting ready to show out on your behalf.
Mm.
And he said, everything you've been praying for on your list is getting ready to be met. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody get God a
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, you are in his hands, Mother. Don't worry about nothing. He said, he got you. He said, you are covered. He said, you covered by the best. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah. That's why I can't touch you, because you covered by the best. Hey, Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Shando. Hey, shout out to the Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Pastor Corey?
Yes, Linda.
Hey, can I get you to pray for my household before my phone died, completely died? Please,
no.
Sir. Oh,
Jesus. Yes, Lord. Father, Father, we lift up Sister Linda right now. Father, we thank you for her household. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, and wealth and riches shall be in her house. Thank you for her son, God. Thank you for him being on the altar. Dear Lord God, hallelujah. If we plead the blood, hallelujah. And we thank you that the devil is alive. And that you are still the Messiah. Thank you that the devil is a liar, Lobo Sunday, and that you are still the Messiah. Thank you, Lobo Yarabas. Manifest your glory in her house. Sister Linda, amen.
Yes.
Say, Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
For manifestation.
For a manifestation.
Thank you for saving my son.
Thank you for saving my son.
In spite of himself.
In spite of himself.
Hey, somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Woo! Shout out a little Boko Yarabasa. Things about the change in your house, daughter. God's going to bring change. Change is coming to your house. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We give God praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, Pastor Curry.
Hello.
Yes. Yes, can you hear me?
Is it my friend Robin? Should she want to put in a prayer request? I feel like.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Martha.
Hello, my name is Martha. It's my first time on here, and I want some. I don't have a place to live right now. I'm staying in a suite, and I want prayer requests that the Lord will bless me to be able to get me an apartment or a house or somewhere to live.
Thank you, Father. Father, you've heard Sister Martha, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. You heard your daughter's request, Lord. Father, we ask you right now, Lord, that you would open that door for her, Lord God. That you would bless her with a place to stay, Lord. You open doors that no man can close, oh God. So open that door for her, God. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. And Father, I ask you, Lord God, that you would protect her and keep her safe, oh God. And we thank you, Oboko Yarabasando. Hallelujah, Lord, that you is doing that right now for her, Lord God. We thank you. And we give you praise. Yeah, Yeshua HaMashiach's name, we pray.
Thank you.
Amen.
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 Hey, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
For a roof over my head. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
A roof over my head, Lord.
And thank you for giving me the desires of my heart. How about something? The
desires of my heart.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, Shabo, Koda Move quickly and speedily, God, for her, Lord God. Hallelujah. You see what she's going through, God. Thank you, Lord. You said that you would not put no more on us than we can bear, God. God, answer, God. We thank you, God. We give you praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I just hear the Lord saying it's going to be all right, Sister Martha. It's going to be all right.
Thank you.
Hey, Shabando. I just hear the Lord saying, rest in me. Lord God, rest in me. And I hear the Lord saying, trust me. Trust me with everything you got. Because he's with you. He's with you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you, Father.
Come on, give God a praise. Come on, give God a praise.
Hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Now, let me tell you how awesome God is. Y'all that was reading the psalm. Did y'all read that part where it said, when he asked a prayer? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Verse number 2. He said, you who answer prayer, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody
Hallelujah.
Needs to praise God for answering prayer. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
don't you know if God answers your prayer, that means you go get what you've been praying for? Somebody need to give God a praise right there. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Apostle.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
To a God that can answer your prayer. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For answering our prayer, double four, talking about Sunday.
The conference. Please announce yourself.
God bless you, Brother Pastor.
Bless you. Bless you, Brother Buck.
I love you. There's nothing you can do about it.
Amen. Amen. I love you too, man. And God bless you. Bless you. Amen. Thank you, sir. Are you there, Elder?
Hey, man, I'm trying to, we lost connection on one of the...
Please announce yourself.
Hello.
Amen. I think
Hello.
I got it. Amen. Is the apostle still on? Bless the name of the Lord.
Yes, I'm still on, man of God.
Okay, I got everything connected back. Sorry about that, y'all. Look, we got three different lines tied together here, so amen. They all went dead at one time. Praise God. Is it on me, apostle?
Yes, brother, amen.
Oh, amen, amen. Bless the name of the Lord tonight. Amen. We thank God for the word. Hallelujah. We thank God for the prayers that have gone up. Hallelujah. I kid you not. You would think me and apostle called each other and got together on what the subject was going to be tonight. Praise God. I kid you not, apostle, amen, for you to chimed in. Praise God. The Lord was saying, where is all of my praise at? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
He's saying the praise, you asking me to help you out, where are you going to praise me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We don't realize how important our praise is. Our praise is our currency in the spiritual realm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mm. So if you ain't got no praise, you broke in the spirit. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Wow.
Praise God, hallelujah. You trying to get stuff in the spirit realm with no currency. That's child stealing. That's why the Lord say, will you rob me? Because you stealing. Glory to God, hallelujah. Because you ain't paid for it. Because you ain't praised me.
Wow.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Where is the praise? Glory to God, hallelujah. When we going to begin to magnify him in the situation? Hallelujah. We want to wait till the we out the situation. Lord say, no, praise me when I'm fired in it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Just like Sister Martha is staying in the suite. Me and my wife are staying in the suite. It ain't even a suite. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Wow.
We staying in the hotel room. Praise God. But as long as we praise him while we in this, we don't got to wait to praise him when we get in that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We got a 2007 RAV4. As long as we praise him while we're driving that, we ain't got to wait till we get a 2022 to praise. Y'all ain't hearing. See, I was praising him, amen, when we was catching Uber. When we was catching, hallelujah, all these other brains catching rides, we was praising. So he blessed us with that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, if I bless you with that, how much more will I bless you with? If you praise, glory to God, hallelujah. So we thank God for the word on tonight, hallelujah. We need to praise God. We need to magnify God. We need to lift his name up because he's worthy to be praised, glory to God, hallelujah. You need to praise him for making a way when you don't see a way, glory to God, hallelujah. You need to praise him when you're not on the line. Hallelujah. Praise God. You need to praise him all throughout your day. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. All day you need to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word on today.
Yeah.
Let's pray for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, restore
the
man of God, the virtue that in which he has poured out onto your people on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Continue to strengthen him. Continue to lead him and guide him, Lord. Hallelujah. Continue molding him and shaping, Lord. Thank you for the prosperity in his life. Hallelujah. Thank you for his health. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for his family on tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you for those ordained ministers that you got in his life. Hallelujah, that he has raised. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God on tonight. We thank God for the word. Amen. We thank God for the man of God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you ain't sown your seed, praise God. We advise you, hallelujah, to sow your seed. Some of y'all, the Lord says, is waiting on a blessing. And the Lord say, I'm still waiting on you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to say that again. The Lord says, y'all, you waiting on a blessing. But the Lord say, I'm waiting on you. This is what the Lord say. You right now, you are sustaining. You are being sustained off of other people's heart. Hallelujah. Why? Because you haven't planted your own seed. It always get quiet oftentimes, praise God, hallelujah, amen. But I'm going to tell you what the Lord told me to say. Hallelujah. The Lord told me to say, you living off of somebody else's heart. That's why you can't never have enough. Glory to God, because you have not sown. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. You have not sown, and you keep saying I don't have enough to sow, and that's why you don't have enough to sow. Glory to God, hallelujah. I gave the testimony last night. I'm gonna keep giving the testimony. Hallelujah. We sow, and we ain't missed what we sow. Hallelujah. Every time we sow, it has not been missed. Glory to God, hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. Every time we sow, we don't miss it. It ain't like we sow and then I'm like, oh, we shouldn't have sold that because we could have used that money for this or we could have used that money for that. Glory to God. That don't never happen when we sow. That happened when I spent money previously. If I go buy something, I say I shouldn't have bought that. Hallelujah. I could have saved that money for something else. It don't never happen when I sow into the kingdom of God. This is good ground to sow in. Hallelujah. And a lot of people quiet right now because you the ones that sow. Glory to God. I'ma just say it the way the Lord is giving it in my heart to say, praise God. You can't come out your situation until you sow your seed. Hallelujah. Amen. Sow your seed. The Lord said, I'm giving you seed to sow and you ate your seed. Hallelujah. You know when a farmer does their harvest, if they don't save the seed, they won't have nothing to plant for the next harvest. Praise God. The Lord said, I gave you the orange. You ate the whole orange. Matter of fact, you threw the whole thing in the blender and grinded it all up. You didn't save the seed to sow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And until you see that you got to sow your seed in order to reap a harvest, I got to say it the way the Lord told me to say. He said, you're going to forever be a beggar in the kingdom. Praise God. You in the kingdom. Hallelujah. But you're getting a little bit of my harvest, a little bit of apostle harvest, a little bit of Sister Jackie harvest. Amen. A little bit of Sister Linda harvest. Amen. A little bit of Sister Alberta harvest. Amen. You're eating off of everybody else's harvest. Glory to God. People around you are getting a harvest. Amen. And you ask, well, help me out with your harvest. Praise God. And you ask the Lord, when am I get mine? Hallelujah. Amen. The principles of God, we talk about the prosperity preachers, but they not preaching nothing wrong. It's just that's all they preach. All they preaching is money, 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 money. Hallelujah. Amen. When you're supposed to eat the whole pie, and that's just a piece of the pie. Now, they ain't lying when it comes to the principles of God. The Bible says it like this. As long as the earth remains, there will be seed time and harvest. Praise God. Hallelujah. Seed time, which means there's a time to plant. Hallelujah. Amen. That's in Genesis. Well, Elder, what about New Testament? Okay, New Testament. Galatians. Hallelujah. It says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, shall he also reap. Now watch this. That law applies to everything. If you sow money, you'll reap money. Hallelujah. Yeah. If you sow respect, you'll get respect. If you sow love, you'll get love. Hallelujah. If you sow prayer, you'll receive prayer. Hallelujah. If you sow uplifted, you'll receive uplifted. Hallelujah. If you don't sow nothing, praise God. Hallelujah. Just like you heard nothing. That's exactly what you're going to get. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. It's not like the Lord ain't going to bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. But the Lord trying to give you your own harvest. Hallelujah. He said, I will turn the borrower into the lender. Yeah. Hallelujah. Ain't you tired of being a borrower? I got tired of being, I'm tired of being a borrower. Glory to God. I want to be the lender. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the thing is, and I'm gonna wrap it up with the Lord and say this: I have given you instruction to obey. Hallelujah! You came to the line. You said this is the issue. Hallelujah! Amen. I've spoken through the men and women of God that if you do this, I will do this. The man ain't. This is the issue. The Lord say the man didn't say that. I said it through the man. But I'm going to say that again. Maybe y'all don't understand. He said, the man did not say that. The Lord is saying, I said it through the man. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you're not obeying the man. You would be obeying me. Hallelujah. And some of you have obeyed me. Praise God. Hallelujah. But some of you have disobeyed. Hallelujah. And as long as you're in disobedience, you're going to keep having to sacrifice.
Wow.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. As long as you're in disobedience, you're going to keep having to sacrifice. Thus says the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God on tonight. Amen. That's the word from God. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you ain't sold your seed, somebody hung up, but that's all right. If you ain't sold your seed, praise God, put your seed in the ground.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. Let me tell you something. You don't go to no to no club and just get in free. You don't go in there, dance, and drink. Hallelujah. And don't put nothing in the plate. Praise God. God said, don't treat me no different than you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, that's how I know where your faith is, where you put your money at. Hallelujah. That's how employers know if you're going to stay at their job. If you enroll in their 401k, because they start taking money out your check to go on their 401k, we know that you dedicated to this job because you put your money where your mouth is. God said, I've been studying y'all. I invented you, and I've been studying you. I know that you don't care about nothing unless you put your money in. Hallelujah. That's what I see the Lord say. You don't care about nothing unless you put your money in. Hallelujah. Amen. So when you don't put your money in me, I feel like you don't care about me. You ain't praising me. You ain't sowing. What are you doing? Glory to God. The Lord said, what are you doing? And somebody needs to turn that TV down. You'd rather listen to the TV instead of sow your seed. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I'm going to let it alone. Praise God. I'm going to turn it back over to the hands of the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. It's back in your hands, Apostle. Thank praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God a shout. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let us take heed to everything that God is saying in his hour of expenses, especially in our finance. How many of you know that the earth is the Lord? The earth is the Lord. Come on here, somebody.
And the fullness of
it. Hallelujah. The enemy would like to destroy it, but he can't because it belongs to God. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And how many know it, that it's not the earth itself, but it's the people in the earth. Come on here, somebody. That's making the earth the way it is. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why the Lord said that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. So he's trying to get our minds right so we can be able to handle the wealth that's coming. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
He brought me here last night to what our appetite for what is about to manifest in our life. Come on here, somebody. Amen. We are obedient to God. Amen. Your apostle don't be doing nothing different than what God tell him to do. And so we want to keep that obedience going. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. So whatever God has put in your heart to do, please do that. Amen. And so we can see the blessing of God flow. Because how many know that God gonna talk to your shepherd? Come on here, somebody. How many know that God's gonna talk to me if something ain't right or something is going on? If God talked to me about it, guess what? I'm gonna address it, glory to God. Hallelujah. And then come on and clap your hands and give God another praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so are all minds and hearts clear?
Amen.
Amen.
And the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you and we praise you for what our eyes have seen, our ears have heard, for what our hearts do understand. We thank you, Father, on tonight. Father, we thank you that praise waits for you, O God, that we are designed to praise you, O God, and we worship you, God. We love you, Lord. Help us to be obedient, O God, so we don't miss our season and what you're getting ready to do in our life. We bless your holy name on tonight, O God, that we be able to call God of our Sunday. We thank you, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the victory. We thank you for your word tonight, O God. They will not release. They will not come back void, God, but it will accomplish that which you send out to do, O God. And I plead the blood over everyone listening tonight, O God. And we thank you for manifestation tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you praise. What I say into one?
I say into one.
I say into one.
I say into all.
I say
into all.
Watch.
Watch.
And pray.
And pray.
And live holy.
And
live holy.
Every day.
Every day.
Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
I love you.
I love you.
And ain't nothing you can do about it.
And
ain't nothing
you can
do about it.
Come on, give God a praise. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Amen. You are now dismissed, child of God. Hallelujah. Until 5 o'clock.
Every chain is broken. This worship is shifting the eyes of
shifting the eyes.
Help me see. And it's breaking. I'll praise you. Shifting the
atmosphere.
It's moving. It's breaking. This worship is shifting the atmosphere.
Yeah.
For the Bible said there to be earthquakes and violence. The words of the song said, Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Look at somebody and say, who shall? Who shall? Who shall be able to stand? Let's say amen for Brother Melvin Williams, Brother Doug Williams. Say amen for the Williams brothers.
shall testify. The day was booted. Of that my life was short. He thought by now I knew. He thought I had no more. But that's when someone greater lifted my situation.
Thought I could do it all.